Hello everyone and welcome to this special episode of the Lam Lab podcast. And today is a bit different. Today you're going to hear different voices on this podcast. And every voice you're going to hear is coming from a member of the Lam Lab. So we are graduate students, we're also researchers, and we're all part of this amazing team at the University of Georgia, the ALEC department. So today, it's not just me. Anyway, enough of the introduction. Fumi, would you like to go on with the introduction for me?
Hi everyone, my name is Oluwa Fumilayo Adferuke, and I'm one of the members of the LAMS Lab. And here with me, I have my colleagues, I think. I'll pass the mic to Mike.
Hi everyone, I'm Michael Batami, a new PhD student at the ALEC department with Dr. Lam. And I'll pass it over to my fellow colleague.
Hey everyone, I'm Gracie Grimes, and this is my first semester as a master's student in the LAM Lab.
My name is Megan Meyer, and I am also a first-year master's student here at the ALEC department.
For me, would you like to steer the show for us today?
Oh, sure. Thank you so much, Dennis. Thank you for the opportunity to share experiences as LAMS Lab graduate students. And I feel this is really crucial and important for us to get together as students, talk about our experiences, talk about the work ethics, and also relax together as grad students. So first, I would like to ask Megan, can you describe your experience working in the LAMS Lab in one word and why?
So now before Megan even starts, Fumi was acting like she was not prepared for this. See how she's running everything so smooth.
I would say one word to describe my experience working in the LAM Lab is educational, because I've learned a lot from my peers and just everyone in the ALEC department, as well as like taking classes within ALEC. So just learning a lot and just a very educational experience for me.
That was a good answer from Megan. To me, I'll say work. Michael, why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You have to work. For me, what is your own one word that you say?
I think it's still work. But the work is not just that you are just working and there is no reward. For every hard work you do, there is a reward. And that is one of the most rewarding experiences that we should think about, especially when we engage in whatever it is, whatever research we do. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you are putting yourself out there, you're developing yourself. So even though you work so hard on different research projects, you can be so sure that the reward is that you're getting yourself out there, and your piece, your work is also going to be like cited out there. So the hard work is really worth it, in my own word.
Okay, work. Gracie.
I think the one word that I would use to describe it would be exciting to be able to pair my animal science background with the new communications background.
Okay, Michael.
For me, I would say growth.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of growth in me, and coming from the forestry background to agricultural background, being able to sink in to learn from Dr. Lam, working on different projects, I could see growth in me.
Fumi, I know you have a ton of questions to ask us, but we all talked about different backgrounds. And among the five of us, the person that joined the LAM Lab first was Fumi. I'll call her a preterm baby because she was even here before we started. And then there was me. And then Michael, Gracie, and Megan joined us as well. So Fumi was here before we all came. So Fumi is like our big sister. Big sister Alpha now.
Guy.
All right, so we all have different backgrounds. So briefly, I just want us to share our backgrounds, where we came from. Michael, you spoke about forestry, right?
Yeah.
Just share a little bit with the forestry background you came with.
My bachelor's was in geography and resource development. Then my master's was in natural resource management. And my second master's was in natural resource from here, UGA. And
okay.
PhD now is in agricultural leadership education and communication.
Gracie, you spoke about animal science.
Yes, my bachelor's, I just finished up in May, and it was here at UGA, and it was in the Animal and Dairy Science Department.
Okay, great. And Megan?
Yeah, I just finished up my bachelor's in May as well at the University of Minnesota, and I studied agricultural communication and marketing, and I had minors in agricultural business and animal science.
Okay, for me, I had my bachelor's in agricultural economics and extension, then I had a master's program in agricultural economics and also an international master's of science in rural development as well. And now I'm studying agricultural leadership, education and communication. So
okay.
It's like a progression for me.
All right. And for me, my bachelor's was in agricultural biotechnology and my master's was in nuclear agriculture with emphasis on mutation breeding and plant biotechnology. And now I find myself here. So talking about it, I saw Megan take a picture with a cow. I believe you have a, do you have a cow best friend?
Yeah, I have several cow best friends.
Can you tell me some names?
Sunday is one of my cows, and I have a cow named Denny. And
oh, I almost thought you were going to say Dennis. All right, there.
Close. No, Denny. And let's see. Dark Side, that's a fun one. Undeniable. I love cows. I have a huge dairy background. I really enjoy working with them.
Okay, great. All right, over to you, Funmi host. You have some questions for us. Please ask your questions.
So I would like to ask Gracie, what was the thing that drew you to the Lambs Lab, considering that you had a background in animal science? What was the first thing that drew you to this lab?
Yeah, so I grew up on a livestock farm. I love livestock. We have beef cow and meat goats. And my undergrad in animal and dairy science was very informative, but the whole time I did some internships with the Congressional Agricultural Fellows in Washington, D.C., as well as worked with Georgia Farm Bureau and their Federation Ambassador team. And throughout all of that, I really saw a miscommunication within animal science, and that's kind of what drew me to the Lamb Lab and the ALEC department, and being able to pair my animal science background with a communication strategy.
Thank you so much, Gracie. Megan, so for you, what was the main thing that brought you to this lab?
I studied agricultural communication in undergrad, and I also worked on a lot of different ag communication projects within the dairy industry and within the swine industry as well. So in my undergrad, I worked on a communication project called the Real Pork Trust Consortium, which is led by the Lamb Lab and by the ALEC department. But I worked as a communication assistant at the University of Minnesota. So I got to work with Dr. Lamb and Dr. Allison Bird a lot on that. So just getting connected with them and seeing the cool communication work that can be done in the livestock industry definitely drew me to come to the Lamb Lab and take a look at the ALEC department for a future degree.
Michael, I'd like to ask you, what's something you have learned in this lab that you didn't expect to?
What's a million-dollar question? So one thing I didn't expect was to supervise a master's student. I didn't expect that because I knew for PhD students, you are directly working with your PhD advisor and more or less you wouldn't have any contact with the master's student. But having the opportunity to work with Grace Lee is a very big thing I never expected to learn from the lab. So I think it's a great plus for me.
How was it like working with Gracie?
Super cool.
Okay.
She's so intelligent, you know, she comes up with quick, she's able to think on her feet. Yeah, so that's what I like about working with
her. Oh, thank you. It's nice to work with you too.
I'll ask Dennis the same question. Coming from plant biotechnology, breeding, mutation,
yeah.
How is it? What is that one thing that you have learned? I know you've learned a whole lot, but what stands out for you?
Yes, like you're right, it's a whole lot. I mean, coming from a background that is like pure science, you know, being a bench scientist, you know, doing sequencing, cloning, tissue culture, and all of that, and being here, it has opened my mind to other prospects and how things are done, especially when I had a little knowledge in communication. But over here, you actually learn the theories, you know, the frameworks, and what your target audience is and how you're able to really modify or craft your communication framework to suit a target audience. Before, I didn't know that, you know, I just communicate, maybe write, maybe give a speech or something. But over here, you really learn how to target your audiences in a very impactful way to deliver your messages across. So I think that is what I have learned. And I've also learned a lot about research, trust me. It's a lot I'm learning, which was not something I knew before. Over here, we use different tools and different things. And so for me, I have learned a lot to better myself. And that is what I can say.
Also, right now, I'll pass the mic to Megan to continue hosting this podcast series.
All right. Thank you, Funmi. Appreciate that. I would like to ask Michael, what research are you currently working on at the Lamb Lab?
Thank you for that. Currently, I'm working on about 5 projects.
Wow.
About 5 projects. So I've already completed one, which sought to explore behavior intentions of consumers on their effort to reduce plastic waste in the nurseries and greenhouse operations. So that is already through. Then currently working with Grace Lee on communication-based value.
Michael, you keep saying Grace Lee. It's not Grace Lee.
It's what? Gracie. You know, Inga, we have Grace Lynn.
Yeah.
So this is Gracie.
Uh-huh.
All right, thanks for that.
Oh, that is like...
So, yeah, So that is the second project I'm working on. The third one is using audience segmentation and knowledge gap to explore how different consumers perceive and have knowledge on plastic use. So yeah, those are the kind of few projects I'm working on.
Very cool. How about you, Fumi? What are you working on at the Lamb Lab?
Well, I think I started with the Eastern Tree Fruit Growers project. And secondly, I worked on the Real Pork Consortium project, talking about trust in new food. And also, I had worked on plastic use, the perception of plastic use in agriculture. Currently, I'm working with Dennis on spotted lanternfly, I guess. So, So we had to work with bugs, project that has to revolve not just with food, animal science, and communication issues around the pork project, but we've been working with bugs, invasive species.
Very cool. I have a question for Dennis. What's a typical day in your life as a Lamb Lab graduate student?
Before, I wasn't waking up early, but now, you know, you got to wake up early because you have tons of assignments and tons of things to do. Apart from the assignments you're doing from class, you're also doing a server research. And just like they said, I'm also working on a couple of things. So you wake up in the morning, you try to get over if you have already accomplished whatever you're set to do. I mean, within a week, I've already made my outline and the things that I want to do. If I have classes, I need to be at a department to attend classes. If I've got work to do, which I always have, I then need to decide if I want to be at the office or if maybe I want to work from home. But there's always something to do, working on one project or the other. So that is a typical day. And you need to be able to work in a way that you're going with the time that you have set for yourself so you can take breaks at the right times as well. Because if you miss something, then it means you need to use the time that you're breaking to fill up for that. So I'm also working on a few projects. I'm working on one with Funmi, as she said. This is on the spotted lanternfly. That is a bug, an invasive pest or species. And we're working on it. We're using a mixed method in this one. So watch out. It's going to be something exciting that all of you will find out. And I've also worked on a paper where we used music to pass scientific messaging on Instagram. And we measured audiences, hedonic response and engagement and elaboration. And that is something coming from the Lamb Lab as well. I'll ask you the same question.
And I was kind of thinking about what I would say here. But yeah, it depends on whether or not I have class. I usually come into the office every day just to be able to work with people and ask any questions if I have any. On Mondays, I meet with my advisor, Dr. Bird. But I know that Dr. Lamb and Dr. Bird are always available for me to ask questions to. But it depends on if I have class or not. Always working on some different research projects. Otherwise, just working on class assignments each day and maybe incorporating a little bit of fun outside of grad student life. But it depends on the day.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Gracie because I'm curious. She lives a very busy life. And
oh, she's busy.
We all are.
Okay.
And I want to know what her go-to stress relief is during deadlines.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. We all do live a very busy life, but my undergrad was busy as well, and I think I really found that you do have to cut out some time after work, whether that's 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock, to just get you some me time, and my me time is cross-stitching. I love to cross-stitch. It's definitely a grandma hobby, but I love it. I love all things grandma.
What is cross-stitching?
Cross-stitching. So it's like embroidery or sewing, but you're literally just making X's, and then it turns into this beautiful picture at the end. Now, I just cross-stitched a truck with a wreath on it.
Do you have a picture?
I do.
All right, let's see. Uh-huh.
Go on.
Cross-stitching. For me, did you know about that? You didn't know. But we do crocheting, right?
Yeah, I thought she was talking about crocheting. So oh my gosh,
I want to take up crocheting. That's my next project, that and quilting.
Wow, that's great. So,
Michael, do you know how to do crocheting?
What is that?
Oh, this is nice.
That's my sister's name.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Okay, great. Good. Let's go on.
Megan, what's one thing you wish people understood about being a graduate researcher? Since you're so new to it.
Yeah. I think that I wish people knew that it's so different from undergrad. It's just like, doing research is so much different than like living the normal undergrad life. Like I was involved in six undergraduate student organizations at the University of Minnesota and then had that on top of classes. But like research is a different kind of busy. Like you're using your mind in different ways and it's less working with groups of people and doing leadership things, and it's more of writing and trying to communicate different objectives and doing lots of reading and writing. It's just so unique from my undergraduate experience, and I wish people kind of knew that grad students are working in a different way.
Awesome. Okay. No, I totally agree with that. Dennis, what is one piece of advice you give to someone joining the LAM Lab?
So that would be prepare to work, but then also you need to be disciplined because, you know, as a graduate student, your life changes a lot. You cannot really do the things that you may want to do or you used to do before. You need to be disciplined with your own personal life and then with what you're doing, because we're researchers, you know, and we're also aspiring to be people who impart knowledge to other people. So you prepare to work hard, but it's rewarding, like Funmi said. At the end of it all, it's very rewarding. You know, you have this kind of feeling when you're able to accomplish a task, which you know is going to, you know, change the world or change something somewhere. So that's that.
Okay, another question for Michael. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, and what role will communication play in it?
Good one. I see myself in 5 years' time to be a faculty member, perhaps, yeah, and maybe in UGA or elsewhere in the natural resource field or agricultural field. And I see, you know, what we are doing is communication. So communication plays a very crucial role in our human lives. So being able to communicate the right thing to the farmers or producers or consumers is very key in this scientific world we find ourselves in. So communication will play a very crucial role in my career as a faculty member, in my research particularly.
Then, awesome.
Who will be a professor?
Boomy. So what is one word or phrase that perfectly sums up the LAM Lab culture?
One what?
One word or phrase.
One thing I can think of right now, it's interdisciplinary. Yeah, you're not just focused on a sphere in agriculture, you're exposed to a whole lot. So I feel interdisciplinary works perfectly. That's the one word.
I like that.
Explain with diagram. First.
Who hasn't hosted yet? Michael, you? All right, let's go.
Thank you for passing the microphone to me. So I'm now your next host for the rest of the time, and I'm so happy to do this. So I would like to ask the question, any memorable advice from Dr. Lam, Megan?
Yes, I do actually have advice.
All right, Megan, so before you answer the any advice from Dr. Lam, so what is your fun moment with Dr. Lam, if you remember?
I think that a fun moment I had with Dr. Lam was when my mom was here and we were touring, and my mom was just like loved listening to Dr. Lam talk, and she was so excited for me to come here just because like Dr. Lam is such an inspiring person and like so fun to hear from. And my mom got really excited about like my education going forward just because like hearing from Dr. Lam was so exciting for her. And then Dr. Lam gave us the advice to write something down every day, and I took that advice. And so I've been kind of keeping like a little digital journal just to try to like stay up on my writing and make sure that I continue to be a strong writer, because Dr. Lam said to do so.
Great. Dennis, what about you?
A fun moment with Dr. Lam was when we were traveling to Pennsylvania to organize this focus group. And we'll usually sit and then, you know, we'll talk about, you know, something non-academic. You know, talk about life. She would tell me about, you know, what she's been up to outside the lab, you know, about her family, about her boys and girl and what they're up to. And sometimes I feel like I connect with them, even though I haven't met them yet, because, you know, like they're musicians too. I mean, she tells you about them, she's really excited. Yeah, so that was really fun to talk about it with her. And then advice with her is, you know what? One thing I remember is the few times I want to be on my deadlines with her. And then she'll just sit me down and she'll be like, okay, Dennis, what is the problem? Is there anything we need to talk about? And she'll be like, okay, if you know you're not going to be able to meet this, you know, just send me an email. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss, you know. That also gives me that kind of, you know, motherly nature of her, which it's not like she's pushing the work on you, but she's there for you to listen to whatever it is you're going through or whatever it is that may cause a delay in some work that she wants you to do. So that's one thing I like about her. She doesn't force you to do stuff. Oh, Dr. Lam, I'm going to send this to you next week. And she's okay with it, you know, and she's always teaching you ways to do new things. So that is something memorable with me from her all the time.
But interesting for me. Any thoughts?
Well, you said fun moment.
Yes.
I think I can remember the day we had a get together with Dennis, Dr. Masood and Dr. Lam. And I finished my food. Dr. Lam was so excited for me because I eat, but I don't like too much food. So she believes I don't eat so much. She believes I don't like food. But that day I impressed her and she passed good comment about it. And I was so excited about it because now she sees me in a different, like, oh, you eat, at least you're hungry, at least.
So I mean, for me at the food, I didn't think she was going to finish eating the food. Oh, that's nice.
Then you use it.
I can wait.
And I think the piece of advice, something Megan said, is something that stuck with me. The very first time I spoke with her, I think one of the things she said was, to survive in grad school and to build a culture, you have to write every day. And I think that has really helped me. And maybe because of the work we have to do, you have something to write every day, irrespective. Even if you don't feel like writing, there's something to do. And even if it's just a few lines, you get it in there and you're like, oh, sense of fulfillment afterwards. And another thing I would like to say about her is that she really cares about you, not just the work. She sees beyond the work. So even when you fail your deadlines, and you know, she can see through you. And I think that is one thing that is really, that I really recommend, because it makes your work relationship with your advisor very, very cordial, because she sees beyond the work. It's not just the work. She really cares about you as a person too. So I think that's something I really like and I really appreciate in this lab.
Gracie.
So I think a memorable, like, fun moment with Dr. Lam was the first time I ever met her after I found out that I got into grad school and she had offered me an assistantship. I walked across the street from Animal Dairy Science Building to come meet with her. One of my mentors in Animal Dairy Science, Dr. Todd Calloway, had spoken great things about her. So I was really excited and we immediately clicked. We laughed a lot and got off on some tangents about things in animal science, different things in the communication realm of animal science as well. So I knew I was gonna really like her. And then I agree with Dr. Lam, is just, she gives such great advice and she really cares about you. It's definitely been a change switching from animal science over to a social science, which Dr. Lam relates to, because she did a very similar thing. And so she's been great to talk to with that change of getting in a classroom and taking constant notes to not taking as many notes and writing discussions instead and reading a lot. She's had some great advice for that.
So before I move on to the next question, I also like to chip in my fun moment with her. So my encounter with her was on a sad note. You know, I lost my research funding from Wonell School of Forestry, and there were a couple of professors who linked me to Dr. Lam because she had funding. By that time, she had a student that she has already employed, so she couldn't respond to my email. But, you know, nature knows how it works best. So we finally got into contact and I met her to talk to her. She really felt sad for my situation and she really gave me words of encouragement that it's not too late, you know. And because of my experience and everything, she decided to give me that offer, that research assistantship, and that gave me encouragement to go on with my PhD journey and rewrote my story, because I thought I've lost everything and had to go back to Ghana. And she gave me that new hope, that new dawn of encouragement, or, you know, to continue to pursue my dream becoming that professor. And thanks to her and thanks to God. So that is that moment I will never forget in my life for playing that crucial role. Yeah. My name is Michael and you are still listening to Agri Business.
We changed department.
Michael. Agri Business. So my name is Michael and you are still listening to Agri Curious podcast. We are going on a short break. We'll be back soon.
This is
Megan, and welcome back to the AgriCurious podcast. We're here with the Lamb Lab members today, and I have a question. If we made a Lamb Lab movie, who would play Dr. Lamb and who would play you? And we're going to start off with Dennis because he came up with this question. So we'll hear what he has to say.
The one that will play Dr. Lamb in my movie, Megan, you play Dr. Lamb in my movie, and the person that will play me, Fumi will play me.
I'm just trying to see myself and see if I can come into your character. And
What is my character like? I want to know. Food. Oh, Michael. Okay, I'll pass it on to Fumi.
Any idea who would play Dr. Lamb in a movie?
I still honestly feel Megan would. And who would play me? Let's see, voice. But I'm a little bit quiet, so I don't think Grace is so quiet. But I think she can still fit in if she doesn't really need to talk.
Okay, yeah. Michael, what about you? What are you thinking?
I think Dennis would play Dr. Alam in my movie, and me would be Gracie.
Okay.
Dennis would also play Dr. Lamb in my movie, and Megan would be me.
Okay, yeah, I can see it. I like that. So I was not thinking that we were going to be going like internally. I was thinking like Jennifer Gardner plays Dr. Lamb.
Because I was thinking like Rachel McAdams.
Soft-spoken, yeah. And just like that motherly. But I like all the ideas we've had flying around. I also think Dennis would play Dr. Lamb because they're just close. And so I think that there's a lot there. And I think Gracie would probably play me. but... if the Lamb Lab had a theme song, what do we think it would be? Gracie, let's start with you. What do you think?
I think it would be the Gilmore Girls theme
song.
That's
what I was thinking.
Where you lead, I will follow. Yeah.
And Dr. Lamb's our leader.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Dennis? What do you think the theme song would be?
Yeah, so I found a song. I think my theme song would be We Are the Champions by Queen. Yeah, for me.
Michael.
My heart will go.
Your heart will go on, Celine Dion.
Why would it be that, Michael?
You know, it embodies that kind of motherly love in it. You know what that's...
Michael, do you know what that song is about?
Also,
I actually have to like...
You know what? Let me pull the lyrics right here. And let's see if it embodies the motherly love that you're saying. Just give me a second.
Funmi would like to write her own song for the Lamb Lab and perform it on the next podcast.
Michael, here are the lyrics. Every night in my dreams, I see you.
I didn't know. No, this could be, you can adapt it. Every day in my life, like school days.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime and never let go till we are gone. Love when I loved you, one true time, I'd hold.
No, so we need to change it now.
Okay, speaking of extracurriculars, what is one thing that we should do outside of the lab together as a Lamb Lab? I was thinking trivia would be fun because we're smart and we have
totally agree with that.
Yeah, we all have different backgrounds and trivia I think would be great for Lamb Lab. But Fumi, what do you think? Something outside of the lab?
Honestly, eat in a restaurant together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we have Fumi cook for us?
Have you heard about the war between the Nigerians and Ghanaians?
Mm-mm.
No. Nigerians are always saying, we cook the best jollof in the whole world, jollof rice.
I don't know what jollof is.
Oh my God, the Nigerian smoky jollof you need to take.
Oh, try the Ghana one. Ghana jollof is the best. Dr. Lam even knows about it, yeah. And even some of the professors who have traveled to Ghana, they know about it, that Ghana's jollof.
Because they have not tasted Nigerian jollof, so what they have tasted would be the best.
No.
So can we just set it once? Yeah.
You make Nigerian, you make Ghana.
Yes.
We will be the judge.
Guys to...
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm liking this. This sounds fun. What do you think, Michael? Anything that you want to do in Athens as a team that doesn't involve research?
So what I would suggest is we having an activity outside the lab, you know, going out to have fun, like dancing, because that's what I love to do most.
Dukes and Dukes
wing the line dancing.
I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe we can do our own picnic. You know, we can have our own picnic, you know. Gracie can bake. Yeah. Yes.
Love to bake.
Yes. Megan can, what would you bring?
a Midwestern dish that I'm sure none of you guys have tried. I don't know what it is, but I'll think of it.
Nice. I think we should plan that. We should do that.
Well, guys, this has been so much fun, taking a fun break from work. How have you guys felt about this?
This has been a blast, and I hope that we can do more podcasts together to just get some more information from the Lamb Lab members. And maybe next time we can have Dr. Lamb here and we can do fun things with her as well.
Relieving, even though we have to talk about Lamb Lab, it's not basically work. So it's relieving for me.
It's been interesting, though. It's interesting, you know, stepping aside from academic work a bit to talk about social life. I think it's very worth it. Yeah. And I also suggest if you can have 2 times of this in a semester, like in the middle or the beginning of the semester, and how you crown the semester with an episode. Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
I think you can talk to the producer, the latest producer of the Curious podcast, who happens to be Megan. Yeah, so Megan, you can note that. For me, this has been exciting. And you guys hosting, you know, Fumi has talent, too. The way she's, you know, doing the introduction and all of that, nice. Fumi, can you host the next podcast for me in my place? No. Okay, no problem. But for me, this has been really good. And, you know, taking time off work to catch up with colleagues, because all the time we're working on different things. And it's good to be together to catch up, to discuss. I know once in a while we do have lunch together with Dr. Lamb. And some of us have advocated for different menus to be added to the menu. So we're hoping for our next lunch to have different things to taste.
Megan is not afraid to take spicy meals.
You mean you can take hot peppers food like chili?
It's going to depend on how hot it is. But we can always have milk with it. And then it's like, it helps with the spice. I'm a dairy farmer, so.
Oh, great. I didn't know that. All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening. My name's Gracie Grimes, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.